to let go of my past, yeah. Cause I started to overreact, yeah. That shit was holding me back, yeah. Got my blessings, got the cash, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I keep from haters from around me. Falling out like I'm 2-3. But you know I keep it low key, low key. I be on the go, check my passport. Try to give them what they ask for. Learn my lesson, that's a crash course.
Yo, what's going on? It's Mez Drinks and Chills, another episode. It's the homie Mez, and that song right there was by Delilah Kidane, or Kidane, depending on how you say it. But that's the homie. I got Asia in the building. Asia, what up?
What's going on?
How you like that song?
I like it. It was really mellow.
Yeah. You know, the crazy thing is I was on Instagram, and this girl that I follow, Rahel, she put it, I guess it was Delilah's birthday. And she just reposted her, like, and was like, happy birthday to my home girl. And she played her, like, while she was singing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this motherfucker's singing her ass off. Like,
yeah, yeah, I like the song.
What the fuck? And then we got the same last name. I looked her up. I was like, yo, this motherfucker could sing. I was like, yo, do you mind if I play your song on a podcast? Because why not shed some light on her? So that was Delilah. And she's on Spotify. That's where I just played it off of. But what's going on, Asia?
Ain't nothing, nothing, you know, it's heavy right now in the whole just earth.
Yeah,
earth
it's a lot
right
going
now.
On
heavy right?
Right
now. We got COVID, we got injustice, we got protests,
yeah.
We got people out of work. It's just heavy, but we pushing through, pushing through.
We definitely pushing through. Today we talking about double standards.
Hey,
yeah, we suffer from a lot of double standards, and some of them are to our benefit, some of them are not. You know what I mean?
Well, double standards, you know, just depending on who's on the receiving end of it, you know, it just depends on what the scenario is.
That's
you know,
true.
Usually women, we get the harder.
Oh, yeah, I get the harder one.
End of the stick.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it depends what we're talking about.
Yeah,
all right, so
what we're talking about.
Let's start with one that benefits people who are more attractive, like the double standards of being attractive. Yeah, like I was watching this study on... like, they put a group of people, two different groups, right?
Mm.
And they said, they were trying to figure out if you have an advantage, if you're more attractive, right? So they had two different groups, and they had a group of, for this one, group A, they had like five attractive people, right?
Mm-hmm.
With their mugshots, five attractive people. And then they had group B with unattractive people, right, as mugshots. The same exact crimes, right?
Mm.
One of the crimes, I think, was like, it was a white lady. She probably was in like her mid-20s. She was a mother who neglected her kids. Like she went to the store and something happened to the kids or whatever. And the group was playing the jury, basically. So the attractive group on all charges were less than the unattractive group. Mm-hmm. Do you think being attractive has its benefits as far as like crime or just anything in general? Like
I think being attractive definitely has its benefits. Now, I can't really say it as far as crime goes, but I do think even when it comes to crime, depending on, I think ethnicity plays a big role.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're a white woman with blonde hair.
That's what the girl was.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
That's what she was.
You're going to be perceived as more dainty, docile, feminine, weak, naive. you're going to be given more leniency. Even with white males, I think if you with that blonde hair, blue eyes, even with white men,
right,
the same thing. You know, naive, probably misunderstood what was going on.
Less aggressive.
Because if you take it back to like the Hitler days,
yeah,
if you were that blonde hair and blue eyes, you were the epitome of beauty.
Exactly.
So that even transpires into today's time, that white, blonde hair, blue eyes, could, you know, is seen to be the epitome of beauty. White women are constantly trying to dye their hair blonde to achieve that sense of beauty that blondes.
Yeah. Like, it was, even in the study, it was like, let's just say, even with the white guys, like if it was a white guy, blonde hair, blue eyes, they were giving him all type of excuses why he just made a simple mistake.
Right.
But it's another white guy, dark hair, dark eyes. Like, he looked like he was a little more rougher. And people were like, well, maybe he was, you know, maybe he was on drugs. Maybe that's why, you know, they were giving him all excuses why he might be the bad guy, you know. So he got more time based on just his looks.
But, you know, if you take it to our community, those African-American community, when you go to colorism, and we know colorism is still alive.
Of course.
Today.
Yeah.
You can be not as attractive, just facial features. But if you're a lighter skin, for some reason, you're deemed pretty.
Right.
You know, even though you are technically not.
Yeah.
It's like, just that skin tone, for whatever reason, plays a big part into what people perceive beauty to be. So
there is double standards on looks.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, like when I was working in the club, colorism in that environment is like very prevalent. You know, when the basketball players would come in there, NBA players, they wanted light-skinned girls. And you would even have a few
that
who would verbalize it.
Really?
Like, yeah, we want, like, go get her. I want a red bone. I want her over there.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember one time I was in the dressing room. It was a young lady came in the dressing room when I was back to count some money, whatever. And she was a darker skinned girl. Like, she was legit darker skin.
Mm-hmm.
And she was crying. I was like, girl, what's wrong with you? And she was like, you just don't know brown. You got it so good. She was like,
wait, she called you brown?
Because that was my stage name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my stage name was Brown Sugar. And she was like, brown, you got it so good because, you know, it's hard for me making money in here because they don't like dark-skinned girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I tried to uplift her, but she was telling the truth. I mean, what she said was the truth because I knew even though I was brown, caramel color.
Right.
Like,
it's she goes through.
Yeah, it was easy for me, but I still felt it when it came to the lighter-skinned girls.
Mm.
Because, like I said, like, you know, you would have men and NBA, you know, athletes, and even regular dope boys and regular working guys.
Yeah, the average.
They
day
would
person,
say like, you know, you pretty shorty, but you know, can you go over and get that red bone for me? Go get shorty over there, and she'd be real high yellow light skin.
Yeah.
So color complexions play a big role in it.
Now, when you heard stuff like that, did that make you?
I was mad.
But all right, so my question is, are you mad at the guy or the girl? Because sometimes people just start taking it out on the girl.
Yeah, they, you know, and I was mad at the guy, really.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I say, you know, whatever. People have their preference. You have to put it in perspective. There's nothing personal. That's
exactly.
That's their preference.
But see, you use logic with that. Like,
but, you know, lighter-skinned girls will get hated on by a lot of other girls in the club because they were like, you know, it's not fair.
Right.
People just want her because she's light skinned and she's not even pretty.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, so I do think how you look plays a lot into
different standards.
Different opportunities. Because I know, like, one time I was, I applied for a job at South Park at Phillips Place. And when I went, I had my hair like in a curly hairstyle, like a deep wavy hair extensions.
Mm-hmm.
It was curly. And because of my complexion, people do sometimes think that I'm Panamanian or
Dominican, Hispanic.
Spanish to a certain degree, whatever. And the guy was so just like, give me all, like, oh my God, yeah. Like, I thought they were going to hire me. And so when I came back for the second interview, I had my hair, I think I had like a short, quick weave.
Yeah.
He was like, what happened to the curls? I thought it was your real hair. I was like, it is my real hair. But his whole demeanor changed.
Exactly.
Based on what he thought my ethnicity was.
Of course.
Due to the hairstyle that I had that, you know, made me look I guess, another ethnic group.
Double standards, man. Yeah. They exist in all types. Another thing is, like, parenting skills. Like, yeah. It's not only with just attract, like, men. Like, if you see a man in the park and he's got his kids on a swing or something, they're like...
He a good dad.
He a good dad.
Right.
Look at him.
Look at him.
But if it's a woman, it's like, she's doing what she's supposed to do. Like, nobody right. even acknowledged that.
Right. Like, you supposed to take your kids to the park.
Yeah. Even, like, the double standard of, like, if a man has custody of his child. If, like, even me, I've done it. Like, if I see a man with the custody of a child, I'm like, damn, the mama must be a deadbeat.
Right, and my baby mama be a jerk.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, but sometimes it might not be that.
Yeah, she could have offered for him to have the custody.
Exactly. It might have been better for him to have the custody for the child, for the sake of the child.
But because men are, the bar is set so low
mm-hmm.
for fathers
right.
to be mediocre that when you see a man doing what you think is above the standard.
When he's just really being what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah. You giving him all these hand claps and praises. Yeah. Whereas females, like, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Like, what you want to hand clap for?
The standard is set high. Like,
yeah, it's so high. Like, a mom can't.
Even food. Like, if you came home and you saw, like, the father give his son or his kid anything, cereal before he go to bed, you're going to be like, oh, all right, whatever. Like, dad's being dad.
Right.
Like, you kind of expect it. But if you saw that from a woman, you'd be like, what would you think?
Bum ass, why don't you feed some kids something to eat? Yeah, like, you know, they ain't cereal. They ain't going to fill them up.
Exactly. Like, why you ain't making some real food? Like,
right.
But it'll be excused for the man.
Right.
Because he's not supposed to be cooking in a sense, right?
Well, the bar set so low.
So low.
So low.
That's not good, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if you see him doing anything extra, it's like, man, I hope my baby daddy, well, not my baby daddy, I hope my kid's father be like that. Like, right. He doing what he supposed to be doing. What you mean?
That even plays, there's double standards even with the kids, right? Like, if you're, like, your husband might be, like, would be more lenient. Like me, for instance, my son would probably get away with more, like, than what my daughter would be able to, right? Like,
well, you know what they say, people... Love the son and raise the daughter.
Mm.
So whereas...
Wait, say that again?
You know, the saying is parents love the son,
uh-huh.
but raise the daughter.
What does that mean?
The daughter has all these standards that she has to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the son, he's given all these passes.
Yeah.
He's just being a boy.
You
let him get away with this and get away with that. He's not mature yet. You know, boys mature slower than girls.
Yeah.
Whereas girls got to come home, do her homework, wash the clothes, wash the dishes.
Cook, clean.
She's supposed to know all of these different things. Yeah. Whereas the son come home with a CB report card.
Yep.
Well, he brought it up. He brought it up
from that D he used to bring last week. Yeah.
Right. We've been working with him.
Exactly.
Whereas now the girl... You know what? If you stay out the mirror, stay off the phone, being fast, get away from all them fast cell friends, you can do better. So, yeah, it's like a complete double standard when it comes to raising.
Because even me, I had three sisters, but, like, I remember my sisters always saying things like, you let him do whatever he wants, like, he doesn't have to follow any rules. And they were pretty much stricter, like, even me. But that's one of them things, when the double standard is working for you, you kind of not... It's almost like, even though you know it's wrong, you kind of won't.
You benefit from it.
Yeah, you're benefiting from it. So it's like the white privilege thing in a sense. Like you're benefiting from it. So you really
you don't want to rock the boat.
Yeah.
But see, I think when it comes to parents, when it comes to females, especially the mom knows the girl can bring the baby home, so she's not trying to deal with that. So she want to lay the law down.
Mm.
So she don't want to deal with the girl bringing home the baby. So she don't want to deal with it.
Right.
So you put that fear into the daughter that, you know, you better do this, you better do that, because you're not going to bring no babies in here. You need to, don't let the mother be a single parent and she's dealt with traumatic relationships with men.
She already had y'all. Now she got to raise y'all kids.
Right. But goes back to, don't let the mom be a single mom raising boys and a daughter and a son. She's going to go harder on her daughter because she doesn't want her daughter to deal with bum ass dudes. She's going to tell the daughter, you need to be independent, have your own money. Don't never depend on no man for nothing because the bum ass dude that she dealt with.
Mm.
Whereas the son,
right.
She going to coddle him, love him because he's turned into the man she wish she had.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes 100% sense.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of pink tax?
No, what's that?
All right, so pink tax refers to like women paying more for certain things like haircuts, car insurance, like if there could be two razors, like a man's razors is black, but if a woman's razor, you know, they make them pink, purple, they just got to pay more for that just because of, you know, just little things like that that women have to pay more for. What do you think about that?
Well, women tend to, but if you...
Like, car insurance, I understand, because y'all don't know how to drive, right?
Whatever.
Nah, I'm joking. That's a joke.
No, I think that when it comes to women, women are perceived to be more naive, more gullible, easier to get money from, whereas men only spend on what is necessity. They've thought about what they're going to spend the money on, and that is going to be it, whereas females... That's why they have all those things lined up at a counter when you're waiting in line to pay for something. Because, you know.
There's emotional spending.
Emotional spending, impulsive spending, liking to spend.
Yeah.
So.
Even if y'all go to the mechanic, y'all more likely to get taken advantage of as opposed to a man.
Because stereotype.
Yeah.
Double standard.
That's what I'm saying.
Women supposedly won't know. So they're going to take. They don't want to have to deal with the repercussion of, if this is a problem, I don't want to turn into something worse. So I'll just go ahead and get it fixed. And you're trusting this mechanic to supposedly be telling you the truth.
Yeah.
So whereas men supposedly are supposed to know about the car or whatever.
The mechanic won't even try you on that level.
They won't even try you on it. Right, exactly. Yeah. Whereas a mechanic can come in to make the scenario be so much worse.
Yeah.
But man, if you don't get this tire, you know, I would hate for you to be driving and your wheel fall off.
And you got the kid in the back seat, right. So you're like, hold up, like, I can't do that with my kid.
I gotta get this fixed today. Whereas a man, like, man, I've been driving this car 2 weeks, ain't nothing happened.
If it blow, I could pull over to the side, change the tire myself. My kid would be all right.
The mechanic runs a chance of telling this lie, and this man knows about car, and then he call him out like, dude, what are you talking about? This is not what you're saying. So, exactly. You know, it's easier to get over in certain instances
on a woman,
on a female, than it is a man.
Ladies, pay attention. That's called the pink tax, where they just, you know, charge up the price on a lot of things based on the fact that y'all will, in a sense, fall for it.
Fall for it.
You know what I mean? Like, I know it sounds crazy, but that's the world we live in, right? What about sexual harassment? There's a double standard with that.
Oh, definitely.
And in the double standard, it would be... Back to the attractive and unattractive thing. Like, if a man is attractive to you and he says something to you that might be borderline, you know, you might let it slide because you might be attracted to him.
Right.
You might kind of want that kind of attention from him.
Right.
But if you're a fat, sloppy boss that, you know, you don't want nothing from him, he say something to you, you're going to look at him like, all right, where's HR?
Right, exactly. But then, again, too, whereas you could have... Like, say if a man says something out the way to a female, and she goes report it, it's going to be handled
immediately.
Whereas if a woman says something to a man, it's going to be looked at as did she really say that?
Yeah.
Like what's the big deal?
Yeah, like what are you tripping about? Like
maybe you
got something against her. Like why are you trying to get her out of here? Like
right, exactly. So men.
That's true. We're not taking serious because I don't think I've been sexually harassed by women, but it's like you don't look at it like you just who cares? Like
right.
I can never see myself going to HR like I need to talk to you. Like there's this lady over there in the cubicle who keeps looking at my crotch
She touched me when I walk by. But it goes into the play of what's acceptable and what is not acceptable. So
as far as what, like
socially, economically, your ethnic group wise, what's acceptable?
How would you look at a man if he filed like have you ever said anything to a man that could be deemed sexually harassing him?
Not that I recall.
Like, I'm talking about as far as a job, like, or anything.
No, not that I recall. No? Not that I recall. But I think, again, you know, you don't know what's a trigger for someone, what they've gone through.
You answered that like you was on a deposition. Like, not that I recall.
I don't recall seeing anything. I don't recall that. Yeah. But, I mean, when it comes to violating people's space, violating their body, I mean, you never know what's a trigger to somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, like recently there were two NFL players on, I think it was United Airlines,
mm-hmm.
And it was a white lady sitting in the row with them. It was a 3-seat row, yeah. And she made derogatory comments towards them about sex, and then she proceeded to grab both of them in their crotch area. And when she was making the derogatory statements, they called over the flight attendant and told the flight attendant that this woman was making uncomfortable statements. It wasn't until she grabbed their crotch and they stood up and was like, yo, you know, and demanded to be moved that they took them seriously. And now they're both suing the airline because they reported it when she was making the comments, but they were not taken seriously.
Yeah.
But your point goes to that if she had been attractive, would they have said anything?
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
What about domestic violence? All right, so domestic violence. There's a double standard with that, too.
Of course.
Like, if I get into it with my girl, and she's smacking me around, hitting me and everything, it's not a big deal. Like, even if we're in public, let's say we're in public, and we're in a club, and my girl get off, she smacked me and call me all type of names and runs out the place, nobody would say anything, right?
Yes, they would. Who? People would. They may not intervene, but they could be like, you know, she's doing too much. We would say something at our table because
that's still the double standard. Because if you were in a relationship and
it was a man, people would
get
involved.
And he slapped you and walked out, we'd be like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, they'd walk up to the table.
People
like,
would call
okay?
the police. It would be a big scene. Like the music would go off. So have you ever witnessed that kind of stuff? Like with women being abusive to men?
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Have you ever been abusive to men?
No.
Nah?
No. Nah, that.
But have you had friends who, or some associates, have you ever been around? Like, because I know women who put hands on men. Like, and I got homeboys who be like, bro, like, I want the punches. She kept putting her hands on me. But
no, I've seen females be abusive towards men.
Yeah.
And one particular time, I was around a female that I knew. She didn't get physical with her guy friend.
Yeah.
But she was very disrespectful towards him.
Verbally
in front of us. So I thought that was very out of pocket because, like, a man shouldn't do it to you, but here's a double standard. You know, you shouldn't do that to your man in public because you shouldn't embarrass your man in front of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a double standard.
It's a double standard. You feel more sympathy for the man. Like, you shouldn't do that.
It's almost like a woman's supposed to stay in her place kind of thing.
Yes,
it's
really weird, but...
But yeah, domestic violence. Like, if the police come, you can't... Even if the police came, if you call the police, like, I couldn't sit there and be like, take my woman away.
Yeah. Like, if you know you're going to get back with her, you're going to go bail out.
Because, you know, when they come, somebody got to go to jail.
Yeah.
But you can't sit there and be like, well, she hit me. Like, take her ass to jail. Like, you can't tell the police.
She slapped me. You see this girl on my face?
Exactly. I'm just be like,
I can't say that.
Speak your mind.
No. You have to word it right, I think. Because you can't say the only way a man could. No. I think one particular way a man would say that is if he know he's not going to take her back. But I, like you said, if a man know they just arguing, this happens all the time, just kind of got out of control this time, he going to go down there and bail her out. He's not going to want her to even go down that road. But now if he's done with it, I'm over this, lock her ass up.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, if he's done.
I can see that, yeah, because it's like, I could definitely see that. It's like fuck her. Like I'm out of here. Who cares?
Hit the nigga in the head with a pen or something. Slap him really hard. Punch him. Stab him or something. He's like, you know what? I'm done with this. But, yeah. I've seen some females that are, like, very abusive.
Yeah.
The relationship ain't popping unless they fight. You know what I mean? Like,
that's toxic as fuck.
Right. Like, we ain't fighting. This ain't a good relationship. Yeah. I've seen that. Because
they feel like
weird.
that's how you showing me love. Like, right, you care about me. You're fighting for my love.
Right. They
fuck all that.
They thrive off of that drama, the story. I think it's stupid without. No, I've seen people like that. It's like, so this is not a relationship unless y'all are fighting. Okay.
Yeah. All right, another double standard. Like, men. All right, so I'm gonna ask you a situation. I'm gonna ask you this, and I'm trying not to laugh because it's already making me laugh. But it's no disrespect.
Well,
there's a dude, right? You're talking to him. Y'all dating 5 months, right?
Right.
Everything's popping.
Oh.
Y'all love each other. Everything's going great. He's the guy who you want, alpha male, everything, right?
Mm.
And then he's like, "Yo, I want to just be open with you." And you're like, "What's up? What you want to tell me?" He's like, I've dealt with guys in the past.
What?
I didn't even get this. That's a double standard already. It's like, he's like, I done slept with a couple guys. Or even if he says he didn't got his dicks.
He's so stupid.
You know, if he's like, I done got my dick sucked from a guy a couple times before. But it's in the past. Like,
yeah, I'm about to be out. I can't.
Why? But he's not gay anymore. Like,
you always gay. Ain't no coming back from that. I mean.
Wait, hold on, Adrian, because you're the most sensible person I've.
Listen, I have said this, and there are people who don't agree with my logic, but men are gay.
Huh?
Men,
whoa!
If you have been stimulated by another man,
uh-huh.
That is something you will never forget.
Yeah,
you will never forget it. You'll never forget the experience, and that will awaken in you. You're gonna want to tiptoe out and experience it again. I don't care what nobody says.
See, I've had this discussion so many times with females or women. Because I know sometimes they hate being called female. So women, I've had the discussion with women where they'd be like, what if, because some women will be like, I've dealt with women before. I never want to do that again. So they're like, how come it's different from men? Because remember when Tank was on Breakfast Club and he said, if you had your dick sucked a couple times by a guy, that means it's just experimenting.
A couple times.
Yeah,
okay.
But to me, it's like, what? Like, to me, I think, I know, like, you guys can have your difference of opinion, but if you've killed somebody before, they're going to consider you a murderer, right?
Listen, all I'm going to tell you is this. If a man has been stimulated and has orgasm
from another man,
uh-huh. That is not going to be something he forgets. There is nothing that a female can do in a sexual experience that will linger in your mind as that was the best I ever had. In my opinion. This is my opinion.
Yeah.
You know.
But see, what about, all right, so on the flip side, because to me, I agree with that, right? I agree. Like, once you've done that with a man, I think it's possible that you could do it again. So what about with women?
You will do it again.
Oh, you think you will do it again?
You will do it again.
So what about with women? Because there's women who've had experiences with women before, and then they'd be like, that was just the phase that I was going through.
There is a woman getting you to climax is nothing. It is not. She's not going to do something that is so where like say if a female is talking about sexual experience with her homegirl, right? And she's like, and they're talking like, okay,
they've been together before.
No,
what?
So if a female is talking and she says, so it's like, say she's with her new man now, right?
Uh huh.
And everything's good.
Yeah.
Her girlfriend might just be talking. Homegirl just talking.
Yeah.
And she's like, her homegirl asked her. Is he the best sex you ever had?
Uh-huh.
Now, the new female might say yes. Like, he really legit is my best sexual experience.
Yeah.
Or the female might say, you know, it's good. But I ain't gonna lie, Calvin was the best. You remember Calvin? He was really the best I ever had. He used to be there like, oh, okay. He was like, what's up? I think about him.
Yeah.
A female is not going to say that about another female. Uh-huh. All a female will say is, That experience may come in her mind and she may laugh about it. Like, I can't believe I did that. Or like, oh my God, I did that one time. There is nothing that female, in my opinion.
Yeah.
There's nothing about another female.
Double standard.
Sexual experience. No, this is really not a double standard.
You don't think so?
No, because I'm going to tell you why.
Uh-huh.
A female can only penetrate you with her finger or a strap-on. Mm-hmm. And even if she has a strap-on, there's only so much friction, the interaction
of
it.
It's not the real thing.
It's not the real thing. She doesn't even really feel what she's doing. It's not the flesh, the energy of another human being that is
entering
not there.
Entering you, yeah.
It's not there. She can only penetrate you with her finger.
Uh-huh.
She's going to get you to come. Okay, you can do that yourself, though. You can masturbate yourself and do that yourself.
True. Good point.
Okay, she can give you oral sex. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay, yeah. Like, okay, she make you come.
Right.
But a man penetrating another man, touching his pancreas, getting him to climax, there is nothing that a female can compete with that. There is nothing she can do to compete with that.
What about if it was just oral?
A man giving another man oral sex, uh-huh, which his tongue is bigger than a female's. His jaws are stronger than a female's. His hands are bigger than a female's. There is nothing that a female can do to compete with that. He's going to want that again. It's that spirit, it's not even a spirit. It's your body has experienced a feeling
that you can't get from a
that
woman.
That you're going to want that again. So close the door on that if you're not trying
to. So let's say 6-7 months you're dating a guy and he comes out and tells you that? What's going to happen with the relationship?
It's over.
Really?
It's over. It's over.
Yeah.
It's done. Done.
Yeah.
Because you did not do it one time.
Yeah, that's true. So if he tells you it's just a couple of little phases that he went through.
No.
Yeah.
No, you have been penetrated by another man. Your pancreas has been stimulated. There's nothing I can do with you now. Goodbye.
And it's
I wish you the best, though.
Yeah.
Any female who fools herself into thinking, he only did it one time, he over it, or I don't have a problem dating bisexual men, he's with me now. No, but he's going to be with a man.
Yeah.
He's going to do it again.
Yeah.
Because his body is going to want that feeling. He may want to fight it, but his body is going to want that feeling again, and he's going to go and get it.
One of my homegirls was like, niggas already have a problem being faithful just with women. You're going to add men in there, too?
Right.
But like, to me, I understand double standards. I think that's one of those things that's a double standard, but I can understand why. But I could totally understand. Like, to me, you can't tell me you've been with another guy before and then be like,
oh, it was only one time.
Nah.
It was only two times.
Yeah.
Please don't send Mez no hate mail. These
nah, all, send it to me.
Send it to him. Yeah. He said send it to him. This is my opinion. But if you learn the anatomy of the body, mm-hmm, and you learn how, if a man is stimulated by another man, you will know that he's going to want that feeling again.
What's your Instagram again?
No, I ain't telling you that. He's going to want that feeling again, and don't let nobody trick you into thinking that that's not the case, because he going to want you, either he going to want to go find the man to do it, he going to be asking you to stick your finger in his butt.
Yeah. Oh, that's, matter of fact, while we're on it, that's a good double standard. Now, that's a double standard right there. Like, what if a man wants you to do that kind of thing?
No.
Like, he's totally... because I'm sure people want to, that's a good topic that you just, like, we stumbled across this. Like, if you're dealing with a guy, right, and he says he wants his finger in your finger in his ass, you're not gonna fuck with that?
No.
Like, is that, do you consider that gay?
I consider it gay, and I'm not sticking my finger in your butt. I mean, that's
is
just...
It, no, hold on. No, I'm not talking about, like, a hygiene thing. Like, to me, like, I really had to put thought into this. Like, I would never want that. Like, let me just get that out the way. I don't want nothing like that.
Well,
Hold on, let me get this out the way.
Go ahead.
This is just me having open conversation. I never would, like, I've never been with no dude. I never want no fingers in my ass. I don't play none of them games. Like, I'm straight hetero, right? But there's listeners, there's women who I've had these discussions with all the time, and they want these topics touched on, right? Pause. Right. I didn't mean that So, like, if a guy wants his finger, to me, all right, so if he's getting it done by a woman, it's not gay to me, but it's a little...
Suspect?
It's a little suspect. That's no disrespect to y'all. If y'all want to do that in y'all relationship and it's just coming from a woman, it's not gay, but to me, it's a little weird. But do what you do in your relationship.
Yeah, I mean, whatever works for you. I'm just saying, like, for me.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be sticking my finger in nobody's butt.
So is it a hygiene thing? Is it like a is it like being?
For one, it is a hygiene thing.
Okay.
Because if you, it is good for you as a person of your, just like your own self, like you're showering to do anal checks for yourself to see if you have any stool up in your colon, because you can feel it. If you stick your finger in your anus, you can feel if you have bowel movement there. So I particularly don't want to stick my finger in nobody's butt and feel they have some bowel movement there, for one. Two, you gonna go from one finger to, can you get two fingers in there?
Yo, I'm out of here.
I was reading a column. Yeah. I was reading this column out on Yahoo, right? I was reading this column, and it was this column. I don't want to be here going to the stereotype.
Yeah.
To me, it was white women. But it was like a slew of stories of these white women talking about all their husband wanted to do was anal sex. They didn't want to have vaginal sex anymore. One white woman was talking about her butt was raw because all he wanted to do was anal sex. And another lady was talking about her husband, all he wanted was her to stick her finger in his butt. And, you know, they were just tired of it. It's just like a column talking about anal sex or whatever. So I just think that when you start getting into those territories, that's just out of my lane. I'm not sticking my finger in your butt because I don't want to feel any crap in there. And then I don't want you, the next thing you don't want me to stick a dildo in my butt.
Oh, so you think it's
two fingers?
But that's the thing. I got homeboys who told me that. Like, they'd be like, yo, it's nothing wrong with getting your ass licked. I'm like, my nigga, I don't want nothing like that. Like, but do you think that's suspect if a nigga get his ass licked?
I don't know if the particular getting your butt licked is suspect, but I do think it's weird in a way.
Right.
But when bowel movement comes out of there, and I'm not sticking my tongue there.
No, but see, you're talking strictly from how you feel.
I'm talking about how I feel. But we go back to whatever rocks for you in your relationship. But for me, who licked your butt?
Yeah.
And you like that? Because I don't like it. I had somebody lick my butt before. I didn't like it. It's just really nasty. It don't feel good to me. It doesn't feel good to me. Please don't stick your finger in my butt. Please don't lick my butt. And somebody might call me a prude. You know what I mean? Like, she's boring. But, you know, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, don't stick your finger in my butt. Don't lick my butt, please. Because next you're going to be trying to kiss me, nigga. No. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nah. But some people might say, well, a baby comes out your vagina. You have your time of the month every month. But that's just once a month. And... you know, listen, I don't know what to say about it, but I don't need no crumbs on
that's another double standard. Like, I understand the fact that it's a double standard, but that's the thing with double standards. Some things are like, it'll benefit you, some things won't benefit you.
Yeah, but I mean, I hear a lot of females be like, they like somebody sticking their finger in their butt.
Or getting their ass ate.
They like people licking their butt. I'm just like, I don't like it. It doesn't feel good to me. I don't
everybody
like
got
it.
Their preference. Now, again, like, whatever you rock with, that's on you.
When it sticks finger in your butt, and next thing you got some bowel movement.
And he's like, yo, put three fingers in there. You can be like, yo. fist them. Nigga with the whole adukit.
They're like, you got to do it. Nobody put that in there. I'm like, nigga, what?
Oh, while we on that, sex toys. That's a good topic. Sex toys. If you go home, like if I go to a chick's crib or whatever, if my fiance has sex toys or whatever, I don't even care about that. Like if you go, like if you meet a girl, and like Safa, if you meet a girl, you go to her crib and she got sex toys, like dildos, vibrators, you won't care. Asia, if you go to a dude's house and you open his closet and he got a sex doll in there or a pocket pussy or something like that, you're going to be like, what you gonna think? I can't even speak to you.
I'm like, what the world? This yours?
Who else is in my closet? Would you think he was a serial killer? What would you think? Like, you gotta think something weird.
I mean, like, thinking this is weird and.
Could you still date him? Like, if you.
I would just be.
What's wrong with a blow up, though?
Nigga, I'm just looking at you imagining you sitting at home. Yeah. Like, what? You sitting there. No, I can't.
Yeah?
Nah, I can't do it. I'm just like, look, walking in. Just imagine walking in on you. You in there on top of the dog just going ham.
Exactly. He in there going off on that shit. Yeah. That'd be crazy. It's screaming and all.
Right.
So, right, like, if you go and you see a sex doll in there, like, under his bed, you just happen to drop your earring back. You're like, oh, let me get drop my earring. You go down there, and it's a sex doll down there.
I'm like, would y'all have, I'd be like, did y'all have, like, a bachelor party? Y'all just, like, a prop or something? Like, what is this?
Nah,
he'd
you
be
see,
like, that's mine. I'd yeah. be like, he'd be like, you know, safe sex.
Like, exactly.
What?
You just dead him?
Dead him. Blocked, nigga. I'm sorry.
Damn. See, that's a double standard.
No, that's just like you. They have the sex toy. It's a penis. Like the girl can get on and ride it. Like it's like a mannequin.
Yeah.
So you go in your girl house.
I wouldn't care. Like honestly, like they got dildos that's like you can stick them to the shower.
Yeah.
And girls literally be having. I don't care. Like that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. It's a double standard. Like even a homeboy. Like if I have two friends, one's a guy, one's a girl. If I go to my homegirl's crib and she has that. I don't even care. Like, who cares? She's handling her business. If I go to my homeboy crib and he got a blow up doll or one of them, I'd be like, my nigga, you might be out killing women at night. Like, I gotta keep my. I don't even think I want to. But that's the double standard.
Well, I mean, it's a double standard for females to handle their own sexual needs. It's not frowned upon to a certain degree. Whereas if a man had a sex doll, like you said, a pocket pussy, you know, people looking at him like weird. You know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, yeah. Well, me and watch porn.
Like, what
you watching?
It depends
porn?
What you're watching. Yeah.
Right.
The whole point is men can get away with just
like watching. Even porn. Like, say if you go home and you're watching lesbian porn, that's a good topic. If you're watching two women getting it on, who cares? I'm like, thinking. But if you go to your homeboy crib and he's watching two dudes get it on, you can be like, wait a minute,
what
the fuck is you watching, my nigga? Yeah.
Right. I mean, there are double standards, clear cut double standards.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess it's this expectation of what you think people, you know, should or should not be doing. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, I just prefer to mind my business. But if it's going to affect me, if it's going to affect me and what the ideals for my life are, then, you know, I have to make a decision what's best for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're coming in, you got a, like you said, a pocket pussy or a blow up doll, that ain't going to be for me. Are you asking me to put my finger in your butt? That just ain't.
Yeah.
It.
But do you consider that gay? Like if he asks you to put a finger in his butt? Sci-fi saying yes. I can't. To me, anything you're doing with the opposite sex cannot be considered gay.
It's not that I consider.
It's a little weird.
It's not that
if
I can.
You fucked in the ass by your
damn,
she
that's
got,
a good point.
She got strap
Sci-fi
on.
Just
going
said,
ham.
What if a girl puts on a strap on and fucks you in your ass? Is that gay? Golly. Like, that's gay. That's, I mean, it's, no, actually,
got,
all right, so.
She got you moaning.
Oh, my goodness. Yo. Nah, chill. And she's smacking your ass.
She got you moaning,
smacking your ass the whole time. Oh, I'm like, we logging off. That was another episode of Mess, Drinks, and Chill. We got to have an emergency exit. That is crazy. But that's a good question, Sci-Fi. Like, if a girl puts on a strap on and fucks the dude in the ass, that's
I think your back get broke if that happens.
That's weird to me. Technically, though, like just for the definition, that's not gay. But that's not something I don't know. I don't even know what would you call that? Like, what do you call that? Like,
of all the things you can do to a woman, you want her to put a strap but, on you and fuck you in the ass.
Hold on, we're talking about just in general. Don't say you because I don't go for nothing.
I think it's gay though.
That's gay? That's gay. Even though it's coming from a woman, that's gay?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, all right. So, until we come up with a new term, measurings and chill. No, we're not. No, age is calling it gay because
yeah.
I don't know what it
means.
I don't know the name for that.
I mean, you being penetrated in your anus by a strap on, which is considered a dick.
Oh.
So, technically,
yeah.
It's gay.
So, it's gay. It is what it is. And if you don't think something else, if you got a better definition, hit me in my DM. Let me know what y'all think. But yeah, that's crazy, Safa. You're right. Like, because if a woman puts on a strap, like if I found out my homeboy was getting smashed in his ass by his girlfriend with a dildo, I'd be looking at him like, nigga, you might do something.
What I'm saying is he had to ask for that. And I don't know any woman that's going to be like, hey, I want to fuck you in the ass.
Right.
No, I ain't gonna say that. I'm sure there's probably a lot of women who would do that.
I think a woman who wants to
your man?
I think a female
women do any. There's women who do a lot. There's women who do.
I think
that's different. I think a lot of women would leave their man if actually, yeah, you're right. Because if a woman, if a dude told her woman like, yo, get your strap and smash me, Asia. We got a woman right here. Let's talk to her. Asia, if your man told you that, be like, yo, it's coming from you. Like, just put the strap on and hit him. Like, what's the big deal?
I'll be so heartbroken. Like, how did I not see this?
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, are you serious? And I'm like, man, I'm about to go, man.
And he
like,
tooted up for you.
Oh my God. Look back at you. Go ahead, do it.
Look back at you. Come on. Yo. Oh my goodness.
No, look. And why is she hitting him from the back? He reached back and just pulled his booty with the cheeks apart.
And he make you smack his ass. We out of here. We
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah,
see that's a little different. I think you'll do something if you let somebody hit you in your ass.
I think the only female who would ask a dude, based on your comment, Sci-Fi, yeah, the only female who would go and she is the initiator is a female who's trying to dominate you.
A dominatrix, yeah.
She's trying to dominate you.
Oh, period.
And
yeah,
gain control over you, and she knows that that's going to do it. You know.
Yeah.
So I think that would be the only, because she, I'm telling you, if I pray nobody goes and experiments with this. If you have not, that's not your lifestyle, but. If the pancreas of a man is stimulated, that creates a whole new level of intense experience. And there is no coming back from that. There's no coming back from it. You're going to want it again. You know what I mean?
Because so, don't they say like that's where a man's G-spot
is the pancreas. So that being stimulated, is no coming back from that. So you a female strapping on, sticking a finger in your butt, you going with another man, whatever. It's like a whole nother level that you're not coming back from it. And if you haven't been with a man and you're only experiencing this with a female, then you're going to have to coach a female on how to do it. And some females will be like,
oh, that's
cool
a good point.
Some females will be cool with it, and then some females will be looking at you like, you been with a man? Like, what? Yeah.
Because I think the average woman would probably look at you like, if you asked her that, they would just automatically write you off as you would do something with a guy or have done something with a guy.
Oh, most definitely. Because, like, where did you come up with?
Where did you come up with this?
Right. How did this happen? Like, what? You just finger your own butt? What?
Yeah. That's crazy. All right. So what about, did we talk about molestation? Like, when it comes from a woman or not? If you find out a man molests a 13-year-old girl or has sex with a 13-year-old girl, you'll look at him like the scum of the earth, right? Right. But guys, if when I was 13, if an older woman would have did something with me, like just had sex with me or gave me head or anything, I would think I was winning. And most of society would look at it like that. Like anytime I hear about a teacher in Florida or wherever had sex with a student, it doesn't bother me. Like, I just be like, it is what it is. Who cares? Like, he got his dick sucked. Like, especially, I'm talking about as younger. Now, I look at it like I understand the psychological effect that it could have on somebody. But growing up, I just was like, damn, I wish I would have got my dick sucked when I was a junior high school. Like,
but because as an older person, you know what sex feels like. So you would feel like you're winning. But as a younger adolescent, now your body has been stimulated other than you jacking off in the shower.
Yeah.
And it's been stimulated to a whole other level, which you're going to be trying to gain that satisfaction now from younger females who they don't know what to do or what's going on now. So now you turn into an actual molester because you're now trying to get that feeling that this older person gave you.
You know, they do say that most people who molest have been molested.
Yeah, exactly, because you've been stimulated and now that person's gone and now you're trying to get that feeling from someone else and now you're molesting other kids.
Yeah. Because the odds of you finding an older person to
do it is very slim.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's a double standard. Like,
even
society itself, like, we don't, like, I think a woman would probably get less time for
They have. You see all these white women that's been molesting these little boys?
Yeah.
And they go to court looking all docile and sweet and naive, and the judge gives them probation. Because even the judge is looking at it. It's a boy. He'll get over it, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But not really understand the ramifications of stimulating this young man in this sexual way. And now he's going to be trying to get that feeling, and he's going to probably end up molesting another child because no adult is going to do that. Just like it was a white lady. I forget where it was at, but a white lady... so-called, she's a teacher, she so-called started mentoring one of her students, which happens to be African-American little boy. Parents, poor black family, ended up giving her guardianship over this little boy, not knowing she'd been molesting him. This teacher ended up having this woman's son.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this teacher ended up having this young boy's son. Yeah. And then after that, the parents ended up wanting, they let the son move in with her. The little boy had turned into like her sexual slave, basically.
Mm.
She ended up getting pregnant by him and having a baby by him. And then the parents wanted to sue. But why would you let your son move in with
after all that?
But, you know, they were looking at her and she had a nice house and she was going to be able to afford him things that realistically they couldn't give. But this woman was a whole predator.
Yeah, but we don't look at it like a predator. Like, it wasn't until a couple years ago I looked at it like, damn, that is predatory.
Yeah.
But we look at, and then, but the crazy thing is, if it was a man that did that to another boy,
oh, they'd burn the house down.
Yeah. But when it's a woman, it's like you just give them, like, that double standard. It's not that high-fiving big.
High-fiving them. You got it, y'all. Like, what?
Yeah.
Even the assumption.
And even with kids, like, if you have a kid and you tell them,
right.
If you have a kid and you tell them, like I would joke with my godson, like, if there was a girl, he would talk about, like, oh, is that your girlfriend? Like, I'd make them jokes with him, but if I had a little daughter or a godson, I mean a goddaughter or a niece, I would never be like, you got a boyfriend in school? I would never make them jokes with her.
Right, exactly.
Like, there's just certain things I won't play with little girls. That's a double standard. Is it wrong or is
but
it
even
right?
Like you see Dwayne Wade's son, when the big controversy was about his son having the tank top, the crop top, he had nails, his nails done, and little heels, some heels or whatever. You know, people were like, some people were saying that's too grown, and some people were saying let him live his life, let him love his son. But if it was a 12-year-old girl with those vampire nails and a crop top and heels on, people were saying, you know, that that's too grown for her.
Yeah, that's
but
toxic.
Because it was him, even though he's, you know, transgender or whatever, identifying himself as a girl.
Yeah,
he still is a. It's like
the age.
Even though people are accepting him as identifying as a girl, he's still a boy, which still it's like a twist. I can't even articulate it well. A little 12-year-old girl would have not gotten the same pass as
he got.
Yeah. Because people would have sexualized her way more than they sexualized him.
That's very true. Mm. Yeah. So that's also another double standard. Like I was watching this thing earlier with like how they sexualize women superheroes.
Oh yeah,
like they usually have on like skirts
no
or yeah, no clothes or they're
nice
like real
boobs.
Skimpy.
Boobs bouncing.
They're always kind of like, you know, they're really nice shape, even though men are too. But it's not like
it's sexualized.
Yeah,
yeah. Like the outfits look painted on where you can see the crease of the butt, crease of the vagina.
Yeah,
you know, it's like damn,
exactly.
Pussy out.
Yeah.
Saving the world.
Yeah, saving the world. That's true. But yeah, that's. Definitely, there's a lot of double standards in this world. But we're going to end the episode with, I got my homie Bags. He just dropped a new song. And funny story with Bags. When I first met him, I was doing the street DVDs. And at the time, there was a dude named Grady from Atlanta who had a nice little buzz. And when I was doing street DVDs, I was trying to find him because I was like, I need to get Grady on the DVD. So we go to Atlanta. It's a soccer tournament. Nipsey, they had, I think Grady was opening up for Nipsey. So I get there, and I think I got there a little late, so I missed Grady's performance. Or was it that he was supposed to perform the next night? Anyway, I got them confused, Bags and Grady. But when I seen Bags performing, I'm like, that has to be Grady who everybody's talking about, because this nigga's like, he's killing the show. So I'm like, I gotta find him. When he gets off stage, I'm gonna follow him. And so he gets off stage, he's leaving out the exit. So I go behind him. I'm like, yo. So he stops, turns around, like, Grady? He's like, nah. I'm like, what's your name? He's like, Bags. I'm like, so I'm confused. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, so he just looks at me like we both look, and he walks off. So I'm like, but right, this is my nigga now. But that's how our first interaction. So he probably was looking like, no, nigga, like, I'm not Grady. Like, but so I just kept, but I did meet Grady. Grady's a dope artist too. But Bags, he's been cool and shit. He got this new single he just dropped. So we're going to play that out. And thank you for listening. It's another episode of Meds, Drinks, and Chill.
Peace.
Beats craze.
They trying to tear down what we building up. They doing it in our faces, that real enough. I guess it's safe to say they ain't feeling us. How much more can we take? These crackers killing us. I ain't talking gas, but I'm feeling up. Shoot his ass on the stand while he's sitting up. Make his family feel the same way when you lose a love. Now my heart is full of hatred when I used to love. I don't like these feelings that I have. I don't wanna die, I wanna back. I don't wanna cry, I wanna laugh, hey. I can't even smile, I got a sad face. I can't even joke, I got a cold heart. I can't even play, I gotta go hard. I can't even post, I gotta move around. Cause if I breathe the wrong way, they gon' hold me down. Oh, oh. Even if I needed a little help, I wouldn't dare call police. Cause today my life is cheap. Yeah, today my life is cheap. Only way we'll get a little peace is when we all rest in peace. Cause today my life is cheap. Yeah, today my life is cheap. Officer, I didn't mean to run the red. Honest mama, I didn't mean to end up there. Pull a scam and then you end up in the feds. All these killings, bitches must have took a pledge. All these feelings got me closer to the edge. Afraid of eyes, but I still post up on the ledge. All this racial tension finna cause a wedge. What's gonna happen if I shoot one in your head?
Officer, I didn't mean to run the red. Honest mama, I didn't mean to end up dead. Pull a scam and then you end up in the feds. All these killings, bitches must have took a pledge. All these feelings got me closer to the end.